Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Just heard Ken Glickman talk about the importance of resumes, and we're going to go through that in great detail next week. But we want to bring in Kate Takaki, Capital Area Michigan Works. Hello, Kate. How are you?
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Want to talk about networking and some special opportunities that we have had and probably will continue to have here in mid-Michigan.
Yeah, well, we've really been trying to emphasize the importance of networking in the last, you know, really couple of years. This year, we launched career networking groups, which are a chance for job seekers to come together with other job seekers, really build up their support system and share job leads and, you know, have these other people out there looking for job leads for them. And tomorrow, we're hosting a brand new event called Journey to Jobs. And really, networking is worked in all throughout this whole event, which is taking the sort of traditional, you know, cattle call experience of a job expo and really revamping it to try to make it more like a conference or like, you know, a huge workshop session where you'd have those opportunities to network with other job seekers, with employers, with educators, and all sorts of different folks.
All right. What about some of the specifics here, Kate? Starts about 8 o'clock in the morning, right?
Yeah, it's an all-day event. We have about 500 job seekers who registered to attend, which is really exciting for us. We're completely sold out, which is fantastic, and more than 60 businesses that are going to be participating, and it goes all day. They start off in the morning with workshop sessions talking about everything from social media and actually a workshop about the power of networking, to a lunch program where job seekers, businesses, and educators are all going to have the chance to, you know, sit together, talk together, network together, and then hear an employer panel about the future of the Greater Lansing economy. And then in the afternoon, it's going to be that more traditional sort of job expo-like experience, but only for the folks that, you know, were a part of the workshop sessions and everything like that and that are really prepared to be there, and they'll get to interview with employers. And then we're ending the day with another networking session where the job seekers are encouraged to exchange contact information and really work together to advance their careers.
And you said there were 200?
500.
500. 500.
500.
That's tremendous. That is,
yeah,
that's
very
great.
Excited.
And someone told me that the choice was really very simple, Kate. It's networking or not working.
It's true. You know, and I think with the emergence of social media as a communications tool, it's made it even more important for people to network, because now networking is not just a face-to-face thing. It can happen, you know, it can happen remotely. It can happen from anywhere in the world. But, you know, for people that have been using social media for a while now, they know real relationships can be built using these tools. And so if you're not out there meeting people, if you're not making connections, if you're not leveraging connections, your job search is really going to be hindered.
What's the most important aspect of effective networking? What's the key component?
Well, I think being authentic is really important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all joke about used car salesman kind of thing. And you know, I think there's something about, you know, human nature. We can see through when someone's being false or when someone's being fake. And I think that so being authentic, being upfront sort of about your personal agenda. Everyone has an agenda, and that's fine. Are you out there networking just to build relationships and to be involved in the community, or are you out there networking because you want to connect with employment? You know, are you out there networking as a part of your job? You know, just kind of knowing why you're out there and being able to introduce yourself confidently and have a conversation with someone is really important. And I know that, you know, for some people it comes naturally, and for some people, networking is hard.
Right.
Nobody likes walking into a room and not knowing anyone.
Right.
So it's scary and it's challenging, and there are, you know, tips and tricks and things that can help. But at the end of the day, like you said, if you're not doing it, you're not going to, you're selling yourself short.
Right.
If you're not out there networking.
Right. And a lot of times, the person you're talking to is not going to have a job, but they may give you some other information that leads you in the right direction.
Absolutely, and that was really the motivation behind these career networking groups that were started earlier this year. There were already some going on in the community, and we actually connected because one of them came to visit our service center, and we said, man, why aren't we doing this? Can we help you guys? Can we do more of these? And so now we've got career networking groups in multiple different industry clusters. There are networking groups at some of the Capital Area District Library branches, and they're all focused on connecting with other job seekers. So, yeah, that person might not have an open position, but as anybody that's looked for a job knows, if you're looking for a human resources position and all of a sudden you see an accounting position, if you know somebody else in your networking group, you're going to bring that to them or you're going to send that to them,
right.
And vice versa. So it's expanding your search. And then, you know, we've all worked different places. We all have different connections. And that support system might be able to put a good word in for you with someone that they know at that company, or might be able to help introduce you to someone that's going to lead to a job. You really never know where the next job is going to come from. And so building up the people around you and being actively engaged makes a huge difference.
When people talk about there not being jobs, I guess if there weren't any, there wouldn't be Journey to Jobs. Obviously, there are people who have needs, and there are employees who are looking for an opportunity. It's a matter of matching them up and finding the right skill set that fits the position.
Absolutely. It's a matter of skills. Right now we're seeing, you know, high skill, high education level employers are the ones doing the most hiring, but we have seen some manufacturing hiring throughout really the whole year so far in the Greater Lansing area. But it also comes down to how you're demonstrating your skills to employers.
Mm-hmm.
You may have skills, but one of those skills might not be communicating your skills effectively.
Right.
And so, you know, how your resume looks, how you interview, how you introduce yourself to someone even, can make an impact and can really make or break whether or not the employer sees those skills of yours.
Well, we're all not good at everything. I prove that every day. But I think there are some things that if you have a weakness and you can look yourself in the mirror and you know that that is not your greatest strength, you can work on those. And this is an opportunity to do that. So maybe there isn't a position here for you today, but that doesn't mean there won't be next week. And you have to be positioned to take advantage of that.
Yeah, I think even for folks that, you know, I would hope that with the 60-plus employers participating, we're going to see a lot of people connecting with opportunities for which they're qualified. But it's never a bad thing to get that reality check. And if you're looking around the room of who the, you know, top 70 people hiring in Greater Lansing are and your skills don't match up with what they're looking for,
right.
You need to take a look and you need to think about what your next steps are going to be.
Kate, good luck tomorrow with Journey to Jobs. We appreciate it.
Thank you.